B'siyata d'shmaya, Maseches Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph. We're going to start at the Mishnah, five lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, this Mishnah is going to tell us the different Kriyas HaTorah for each Yontav. B'Pesach, on the first day, Yontav Rishon of Pesach, Koyrin B'Parshas Moedos Shel Toras Koyanim. B'Atzeres on Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos. B'Reish HaShonah, we read B'Chodesh HaShvi B'Echod LaChodesh. B'Yom HaKippurim, we read Acharei Mois. The Avodas Yom HaKippurim is mentioned there. B'Yontav HaRishon Shel Chag, first day of Sukkos, Koyrin B'Parshas Moedos Shebetoras Koyanim. The same as the first day of Pesach. U'b'sha'a kol yimois ha'chag, the rest of the days of Sukkos, u'korbonois ha'chag. Each day we read that korban as written in Parshas Pinchos. B'chanukah, b'nesiim, the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah is the nesiim of the time of the Chanukah Samizbeach. B'purim, we read Vayovay Amolek, because Haman was a descendant of Amolek. B'roshei Chodoshim, we read over Roshei Chodsheichem, which is the korban musaf of Rosh Chodesh. B'ma'amodois, b'maisei bereishis. This is discussed in Tainis Daf Chavov Amud Aleph, that there were Anshei Maimud who used to read in the Torah the maisei bereishis, or Briyas Olam. Every weekday, they would read another parasha. On Sundays, they would read bereishis and Yehi Rokia. On Mondays, Yehi Rokia and Yikovu Amayim, etc. B'tainiyos, on fast days, one reads brochis uklolis, those from parashas B'chukosai. Now regarding the brachos and klolos, the Mishnah adds, Ein mafsikin beklolos. Elo echod koyres kulon. One doesn't stop in the middle of the klolos to call up a new person for an aliyah. Continues the Mishnah, B'sheni u'b'chamishi, b'shabbos b'mincha, Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbos mincha, koyren kasidron. The parashas ha'shavua, v'ein oilin lohem min ha'cheshben. The kriya of Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos mincha doesn't take away from the kriya of Shabbos. It means it's the Shabbos kriyos that go l'fi aseda, and just part of it is read on Mondays and Thursdays and Shabbos mincha as well. Now what's the makor that on every yontav you have to read the parasha, which is nagia to that yontav? Shenemar v'idaber Moshe es mo'adei Hashem el b'nei Yisrael. And the Chachomim learn from there that mitzvoson sheyu koirin kol echod v'echod bizmanli. The mo'adei Hashem are read to the b'nei Yisrael, each mo'ad, the parasha that's nagia to it. Says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to start with a Braisa that's going to tell us in detail the Kriyas HaTorah of all the Yomim Tovim and the Haftiras. Now the Braisa was referring to Eretz Yisrael, where there's only one day of Yontav. And between each Yontav, the Gemara is going to add in what the B'nai Chutz Loretz do on the Yontav Sheni of Golius. Tonu Rabbonon. B'Pesach, the first day of Pesach, Kirin B'Parashas Moyadois, in Sefer Vayikra. U'Maftirin B'Pesach Gilgal. And Sefer Yeshua, which discusses the Korban Pesach that Klal Yisrael did in Gilgal in the time of Yeshua. Now the Gemara adds in, V'ha'idna, de'ika tre yoyma, in Chutz Loretz, where there's 2 days Yontav, yoyma come on the first day of Yontav, of Pesach, b'Pesach Gilgal. The Haftarah is Pesach Gilgal like in Eretz Yisrael. U'lamochor, and the second day of Yontav, b'Pesach Yeshio, which also discusses the Korban Pesach that was made in the time of the Melech Yeshio. Continues the Braisa. U'sh'ori yamois ha'Pesach, the rest of the days of Pesach, which are all Chol HaMoed, melakeit v'koira me'inyonu shel Pesach. One reads from different parashios in the Torah that are oisuk in the inyonim of Pesach. Mayhi, which parashios did the Braisa mean? Says the Gemara, Omer of Papa, Me'apoi Simon. The Rosh HaTevis of the four Kriyas are these letters. The Mem refers to Mishchu Chulochem Tzoin. The Aleph refers to Imkesev Talves Ami. The Pei is Psalucho Shnei Luchos Avonim Korishoinim. And the Vav is Vaidaber Hashem El Moshe Bamidbar Sinai. Continues the Braisa, Yontav Achrin Shel Pesach, on Shvi Shel Pesach, Koirin Vayi B'Shalach, because Kriyas Yamsuf happened on the seventh day of Pesach, U'maftirim Vayidaber David, which is also a Shira, and Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in it. U'lamochor, on the Yontav Sheni of Golios, the last day of Pesach, in Chutz Loretz, we read Kol HaBachir, where the Gimel Regalim are mentioned, U'maftirin, and Naftir is the parish of Oid Hayoim. The Mapola of Sancheirev happened on the night of the 15th of Nisan. It's got a Shaychus to Pesach. Omar Abaya, Vo'idna Nog Alma, the minik today is to read the following kriyos over Pesach. L'mikri, Meshach Tura, Kadesh Bekaspa, Psoil Midbara, Shlach Bukhra. Those are the simonim of the eight kriyos. Meshach is Mishchu Kulochem. Turo, which means a Shoyer, is Shoyer Oy Kesev. Kadesh is Kadesh Likol Bechoyer. Kaspo is Im Kesev Talve. Psoil is Vayim Hashem El Moshe Psolucho. B'madbaro is Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe B'midbar Sinai. Shlach is Vayib Shalach Paroi. And Buchro, which is Bechoyer, is Kol HaBechoyer Sheivolit. Continues the Braisa. Ba'atzeres on Shavuos, we read Shiva Shavuos, like we saw in the Mishnah, umaftirim b'chabakuk, which also discusses Matan Torah. Acherim oimrim, normally acherim means jabmea, that on Shavuos one reads b'chodesh hashlishi, where Matan Torah is described, umaftirim b'merkova, and aftira is the merkova of Yecheskel. Now the Gemara says that v'ha'idna, nowadays, the ikatre yoima, there's 2 days, yontav sheni shel goliyos, of dinon katarvayu, we do also like the Tanakama, and also like acherim, v'ipcha, but the opposite way round. That means on the first day of Shavuos, which is Vov Sivan, we read ubachodesh hashlishi, which is what acherim said, and maftirim b'merkova, and the second day of Shavuos, we read shiva shavuos, and aftira from Chabakuk. Continues the braisa, b'reish hashona, we read b'chodesh hashvii b'echod l'chodesh, which is dinyon shel yoim, umaftirim, and aftira is haben yakir li Ephraim. Kimide dabri boy zochir ez kerenu oid, rachim aharach menunu mashem. These are Rosh Hashanah sugyas. V'yesh oimrim, some say that on Rosh Hashanah we read v'ashem pokad es sora, umaftirim b'chana. Both sora and chana were nifkad on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara v'ha'idna d'ikat rei yoyma, today that there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so yoyma kamo the first day k'yesh oimrim, that the Kriyas HaTorah is Hashem Pokad HaSorah and the Maftir is Chana. Ulamochor on the second day of Rosh Hashanah is Elokim Nisra Es Avraham, which is the Akedah, Umaftirin HaBen Yakir Li Ephraim. Continues the Braisa, B'yoyim HaKippurim, and Yom Kippur Shachar is Kirin Achrimois. We read Achrimois, which is where the Seyd Avodis Yom HaKippurim is recorded. Umaftirim and the Maftir is Kichoy Omar Rom Nisra, where the Novi is discussing Tshuva and Tainis. Ubamincha, Yom Kippur Mincha, Kairim ba'arayis. We read the parasha of the arayis, maftirim b'yayna. We read the whole sefer yayna. In that sefer, it's apparent the koyach of tshuva, and that you can't run away from Hashem. Now the Gemara interrupts the Braisa to tell us something about the posuk, kichoy omar rom v'nisa, the haftira of Yom Kippur Shachris. Omar Reb Yechanon, kol mokim sh'ato moitze, gvurosoi, shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ato moitze anvesanusoi. Whenever you see Hashem's greatness and strength, you also see His humility. Dovozeh kosuv v'Torah, it's written in the Torah, v'shoni b'Neviim, it's written again in the Neviim, u'mashulash b'Ksuvim, and it's a third time in Ksuvim. Kosuv v'Torah in the Torah, it says, ki Hashem Elokeichem, hu Elokei hu Elokeim v'Adonai hu Adonim, hokel ha'godol ha'gibor v'aneira. So the pasuk mentions Hashem's strength, ha'gibor, uchsiv v'Shrei, and afterwards the pasuk says, Oise mishpot yosem v'almona, oyev geir losis loy lechem b'simla. So you see that in spite of the fact that Hashem is so strong and great, nevertheless He busies Himself taking care of the needs of those who are less fortunate and those who can't help themselves. Shonu b'Neviim says in the pasuk, Kichoy omar rom v'niso shoychinad v'kodo yishmoi. So this is discussing the gadlus, the roimimus of Hashem, uchsiv basrei. And afterwards it says in the Pasuk, Vezdaka ushval ruach, lehachyeis ruach shvalim ulehachyeis leiv nitkoim. So you see that even though Hashem is Rom v'nisa, nonetheless He's busy taking care of those who are less fortunate. Meshudash b'ksuvim, tichsiv, soilu l'roichiv barovis b'koshmoi, discussing about how elevated meroimim Hashem is, uchsiv basrei, aviyasoimim v'dayin almonis. Hashem is busy taking care of those who are unfortunate. Now we're going back to the Braisa. Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag, the first day of Sukkos, Koyrim B'Parshas Moyadis Shabbatiras Kohenim, like we saw in the Mishnah. Umaftirim, the Haftarah is Hine Yoim Bol Hashem, which speaks about the downfall of Gog and Magog, when they're going to fight on Yerushalayim at the end of time. And since the Mapola is going to be on Sukkos, we read this Haftarah on Sukkos. Like it says over there in the Pasuk, V'olu, those last remaining of Klal Yisrael in Golus, Midei Shono B'Shono L'Shtachvois L'Melech Hashem Tzvokos V'Lochig Es Chag HaSukkos. Continues the Gemara of Ha'idna, De'ika Tre Yoyma, today that there's 2 days at the beginning of Sukkos, Yontav Sheni Shel Goliyos, then L'Mochor, on the second day of Sukkos, Mikra Hochi Nami Korinon. We read the same Kriyas HaTorah as the first day. Afture Mai. What's the Haftarah for the second day? Says the Gemara Maftirim Vayikalu El HaMelech Shloimei. B'Yerach HaYisonim B'chag hu achidush hashvi, which is discussing the Chanukah Sabayis, which transpired at the same time as Chag HaSukkos. Continues the Braisa, U'shor kol yimoy sachag, the rest of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, koirim b'korbonis sachag. We read the korbonis of each day from Parashas Pinchas. Yom Tov Achrein, Shmini Atzeres is the last day of Sukkos. Koirim, we read kol ha-bukhir. We actually start reading in the parasha before it, Asir to Asir, which has in it mitzvos v'chukim, that have a shaychus to Sukkos. And after Asir to Asir with the mitzvos v'chukim, one reads u'b'chayr, the parasha of Kol HaB'chayr, which mentions the Gimel Regalim, u'maftirin v'yihi kechaloi shleimoi livnois es beis Hashem v'es beis HaMelech. In the Hemshuch it says that Shleim HaMelech sent the people home on Shmini Atzeres, after they spent Yontov in Yerushalayim, at the end of the Chanukah Sabayis. Lemochor, on the Yontov Sheni Shel Golios, of the last day of Sukkos, which is what is known in Chutz Laaretz as Simchas Torah, Koirim V'zeis HaBrocha, the Kriyas HaTorah V'zeis HaBrocha, Maftirim V'yamoid Shleimoi, that was a tefillah coined by Shleim HaMelech for Klal Yisrael, at the end of Sukkos by the Gemar of the Chanukah Sabayis. Continues the Gemara, Omer Avun Omer Rav, Shabbos shechol liyos b'choylei shel moed, bein b'pesach, bein b'sukkos, Shabbos chol ha-moed of both Sukkos and Pesach, mikro korinon, re'ei ato, the Kriyas HaTorah is re'ei ato oimer elai, v'avturi, as far as avturis are concerned, b'pesach, on Pesach the avturis is v'atomos ha-yveshois, recorded in Yecheskel Lamed Zayin, u'b'sukkos the avturis is b'yoyim b'y goig. Continues the Braisa, b'chanukah, the Kriyas HaTorah is b'nasim, every day, which Nossi brought the korbonis by the Chanukah Samizbeach. And on Shabbos Chanukah, umaftirin b'neiros to Zecharia. Zecharia saw neiros in a Maria of Nevuah, ra'isi v'hinei m'neira zo'av kura, which has a shaychus to Chanukah. V'i mikli'i shtei Shabbosis, if the first day of Chanukah is Shabbos, and therefore the last day would also be Shabbos, then kamaisa the first Shabbos, the aftairah is b'neiros to Zecharia. Basraisa the second Shabbos is b'neiros shleimai. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah that Bapurim we read Vayovay Amolik, B'roshi Chadoshim we read of Roshi Chodsheichem. The Gemara is now going to discuss Reish Chodesh Echol Lies b'Shabbos. For Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Maftirin aftairi is v'hoyo midei chodesh b'chodshoi. Rosh Chodesh is mentioned there as well. Chol liyos b'echod b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh is on a Sunday, then me'etmel, the day before Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbos before, maftirin v'yomer l'yoynason mochor chodesh. Says the Gemara Omar of Huna. Rosh Chodesh av shechol liyos b'Shabbos, maftirin chodsheichem u'mo'adeichem son onafshi hoyu olai lotoirach. In contrast to other Shabbosos which are on Rosh Chodesh, since it's the Rosh Chodesh of Av, the Aftar is to do with the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Now the Gemara is going to darshan that pasuk. Mai hoyu olai lo toirach. We know that Hashem doesn't put any effort into anything. Explains the Gemara, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leidayon lehem leYisrael, shechoytin nefona, is it not enough that Klal Yisrael do Averas? Elo shematrichin oisi, Leida is a gzeira kasha of yalem. Because they're doing so many things wrong, it's a tircha, kiviyachal, to find a midah keneged midah for all their averis, in order that they should know for which averis they're being punished for. Continues the Gemara. B'tisha b'av gufei mai maftarinon. What's the aftarah of Tisha b'av? Omarav, eicha hoiso lezoino. The beginning of Sefer Yeshaya. And there the Novi discusses some of the averis that caused the first Churban Beis Hamikdash. Mikro mai. What's the Kriyas HaTorah of Tisha B'Av? Says the Gemara Tanya. Acherim oimrim, v'imloi tishma uli. It's the klolus of Parashas Bechukosai. V'nosen bar Yosef oimer, that they would read the Parash of the Meraglim. Ad ono yena'atsuni ha'om hazeh. And since the Meraglim came back on Tisha B'Av, and that was the cause of the Bechia l'dayres, v'mele they read that Parasha. V'yesh oimrim, some say that one reads, Ad mosai lo'eido haro azis, which is the hemshech of the parish of the Meraglim. Omar Abaya, ho'idna, nohug alma, lemikri kisoilid bonim. Today the custom is to read kisoilid bonim, which is where Moshe Rabbeinu warns Klal Yisrael that if they do averus, they're going to be sent into Golus, which is very much associated to Tisha B'Av. Umaftirim, naftir is osif asifim, which is a kinna on the Churban Beis Hamikdash, and how desolate Eretz Yisrael became. Says the Gemara, we learnt in the Mishnah that the Ma'amodos read B'maisa Bereishis. Mino Hanamili. What's the Shaychus between the Maisa Bereishis and the Ma'amodos? Answers the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Ami, Il Mole Ma'amodos, if not for the Ma'amodos, which are Isak in the Korbonus, which are a kapara for Klal Yisrael, lo niskaimu shemayim v'aretz. Chas v'shalom, there would be such a terrible kitchug that existence wouldn't have a schus kiyum. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, im lo yibirisi yoyimam v'loyla, chukos shemayim v'aretz lo yisamti. So you see from there that Shemayim Va'aretz is only Kayim b'schus Klal Yisrael. Uchsiv, and also it says in the parasha of the Bris Bein Absarim, after Hashem promised Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu, it says, Vayomer Hashem Elikim b'mo eida ki erishenu. Avraham said to Hashem, how do I know that my children are going to get Eretz Yisrael? Omar Avraham lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shema Chas V'Sholim Yisrael Choytim Lefanecha. Maybe Klal Yisrael will do Averis. You'll punish them like the Deir HaMabul or Kedir HaFloga, and if you do that to Klal Yisrael, consequent to the Averis, the whole world won't have a Schus Kiyum. Omar Loi, Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Lav, I won't do it to them. Omar Lefonov, Avraham Avinu said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Bamo Eida Ki Erishenu. What can I tell my children what they can do to get kaporo for the Averis, in order that they shouldn't lose the opportunity to Yarish Neretz Yisrael? Omar Loi, Hashem said to Avram, Kholi Eglo Meshuleshes V'goymer, V'ez Meshuleshes, V'ayel Meshulosh, V'soyer V'goyzor. These hint, they allude to the different types of korbonis. So Hashem was telling Avram that in the schus of korbonis, Klal Yisrael will have a kaporo. Omar Lefonov, Avraham said in front of Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Tinach bizman shebeis hamikdash kaim. Okay, I understand that when there's a beis hamikdash, Klal Yisrael will have korbanos, and then they'll have a schus kiyum. Bizman shein beis hamikdash kaim, and Klal Yisrael cannot bring the korbanos, mate alem, how are they going to get a kapara? Omar lo, Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Kvar tikanti loem seidu korbanos. The korbanos follow a seida, kol zman shekirin bohem. Whenever Klal Yisrael read the parashas HaKorbonis, Ma'ale ani aleim kiilu makrivim lefonai korban, u'moichel ani al kol avinisem. So getting back to the original pasuk, when it says, Imloi berisi, it means if not for what I told Avraham Avinu at the Bris Bein Abtzorim, that the Korbonis will be a kapara, yoimum v'layla chukos shemayim v'aretz lo yisamti. There wouldn't be a schus kiyum to the whole world. That's why the Anshei HaMamodos that were davening for the success of the Korbonos, they were very closely associated to Maaseh Bereishis, because they were the ones that were giving the Maaseh Bereishis a schus kiyum. Continues the Gemara. We learnt in the Mishnah that Batainyos, the Kriyas HaTorah is the Brochis and the Klolis, Vein Mafsikin Beklolis. One doesn't stop in the middle of the Klolis to call up somebody else. Asks the Gemara Minan Ili, where do we know that one should not be mafsik in the middle of the klolis? Omer of Chia Bar Gamda, Omer of Asi, the Omer Cross. Since it says in the pasuk, Musar Hashem Bni Altimos, when Hashem gives you Musa, don't despise it. And stopping in the middle has that connotation of it's hard, we don't want it. Rish Lakish Omer, Lifishein Omrim Brocha Ala Puronus. If one stops in the middle, then the person that's going to get the aliyah in the middle of the klolis is going to make a birchas hatera on the klolis. And we don't want that. Asks the Gemara, Elohechi Ovid, how are you going to read the klolis in a way that you won't be making a brocha on the peronius? Because somebody is going to get the aliyah of the klolis, and he's going to make the brocha before the klolis. Answers the Gemara, Tona, Keshu maschil, maschil beposuk shalifneim, or keshu mesayim, mesayim beposuk shalachareim. Whoever gets the aliyah of the klolis is going to start the kriya, a posuk before the klolis. So the bracha he makes before the kriya will be on that posuk. And he finishes a posuk after the klolis. So the bracha, the end, will go on that posuk. And he won't have made a bracha on the peronius themselves. Omar Abaye, Lo Yishonu, this halacha that one's not mafsik in the middle of the klolis is only said ela beklolis shebetiras keanim, only in the klolis in parashas b'chukosai. Aba klolis shebemishna teira, those in parashas kisavai poisuk. You're allowed to stop in the middle. My tama, what's the difference between the two? Halolu, those in parashas b'chukosai beloshin rabim amurais. They were said to Klal Yisrael as a whole. Umoisha mipi agvura omran, and Moisha was just saying it over as if it was Hashem talking. And since it's as if Hashem is saying those klolis, and it's Hashem who can actually give those klolis, chas v'shalom, therefore one has to be very careful not to be mevorich on the peronius. V'halolu, but those in parshas kisavai, v'loshen yochid amurais, they are said in singular tense. U'moshe mipi'atzmei omron. It was said in the tense as if Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael. It was as if Moshe was telling Klal Yisrael that if you go against Hashem's Torah, then Hashem will punish you. Like it says in the Pasuk, V'hoyom lo yisishma b'koyl Hashem elikecho, etc. Yidbak Hashem b'choes hadever, etc. And since it's Moshe Rabbeinu saying it, it's less of a chashash. Marshal points out that the Gemara is really making two distinctions between the two sets of klalis. One is the Loshen Rabim Loshen Yochid, and the other one is Moshe Mipi Agvura Omron or Moshe Mipi Atzmon Omron. Now the Gemara narrates that Levi Barbuti have a Kori v'kome gamgim. He was reading it very quickly and not clearly. Kamed Rav Huna Ba'arurei. This was happening in front of Rav Huna while he was reading the Klolois in Parashas Kisavoy, and he didn't stop from the beginning till the end. Omale Rav Huna said to him, Akenafshecha. Nefesh is a Loshen of Rotzen. If you want to stop, I can see it's hard for you, the reading, you're allowed to stop. Lo Yishonu, the din, that it's also to stop, Elo B'Klolis, Sheba Teras Kernim, only said by the Klolis of Teras Kernim. Avol Sheba Mishnah Torah Poisuk. You're allowed to stop in the middle of the Klolis of Parshas Kisavi. Now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa regarding the reading of the klolis. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ezra tikin lem liYisrael shiyu kirin klolis shebateras keanim koydim atzeres. Ezra was masakin that one always reads the parashas b'chukosai with the klolis before shuas, v'sheba mishnah Torah and the klolis in parashas kisavei koydim Rosh Hashanah. My tama, Omar Abaya, v'itayim Rosh Lakish. Reading the klolos is a sign that the klolos are coming to an end together with the end of the year. Now the Gemara asks, Bishleima sheba mishnah Torah, Ika kadesha tichle shana v'kile leisel. I can understand that the klolos in Parshas Kisavoy are said Rosh Hashanah time. Elo sheba teres kernim, otu atzeres Rosh Hashanah hi. Parshas b'chukosai is said before Shavuos. Why is Shavuos called tichle shana v'kile leisel? Says the Gemara in. Atzeres nami Rosh Hashanah hi. Shavuos is also called the Rosh Hashanah. Ditnan, like we saw in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. But Atzeres, al Peiri Seilon, there's a Yom Adin on the Peiri Seilon, which happens on Shavuos. Now the Gemara is bringing another braisa. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer. If somebody's got a house and he wants to build a floor on top of his house, an aliyah, im yomru luchos kenim stoyer, take down the whole house, build the house again with stronger walls so that they can hold a floor on top. That's what the Zakenim would say. V'yilodim b'nei. And the youngsters will say, build the floor on top of the house. You don't need to knock the house down. Then what should you do? Stoyer. Listen to the Zakenim. V'al tivne. Don't build on the existing house. M'pnei she'stiras Zakenim binyan. Demolishing the house under instruction of the elders is considered building. Or binyan na'orim. And building following the instructions of the youngsters, stira, is going to cause the whole structure to collapse. For Simon Nadova is the story of Rechavam ben Shlomo. Over there, there was a discussion whether he should go easier with the taxes. And the Zkenim said, go down on the taxes. And the youngster says, what do you mean? The coffers of the king will be lacking. And the truth is that the advice of the elders to cut down on the taxes is not going to hurt the coffers. It's going to build and strengthen the relationship between the people and the governments. And that's going to make the whole nation stronger.